I'm Father Scott Newman, the pastor of St. Mary's in Greenville. But it's also my privilege to serve as our Bishop Robert's vicar for rain, or dean of the 12 counties that constitute the Piedmont Deanery. And it is in that second capacity that I'm here tonight, at the bishop's request, to preside at the formal liturgical installation of Father Christopher Smith as pastor of this parish. This event, however, is anticlimactic in two senses. First, he canonically became your pastor on the 10th of February, the feast of St. Scholastica. But even more profoundly, he has been your parish priest for 3 years and 3 months. So you may well wonder, why tonight? What's the fuss about? And to explain that, I have to give you a very candid explanation of some of the backroom politics of the Catholic Church. When Monsignor Brovey, who served here for many years as pastor, was called to his new responsibilities in Charleston, the vicar for priests, who assists the bishop in appointing clergy to all the parishes in South Carolina, did what he always does. He sent a notice to all the priests of the diocese, over 100 of us, informing us that there was a vacant parish. This letter always gives the status animarum, the facts of the parish, how many families, how many souls, how many nursing homes within the boundaries of the parish, what's the debt, what's the income, and the expenses. And the letter concludes with a request. Anyone who's interested in being appointed pastor of Prince of Peace, please write by the following date. The date came and went. Nobody answered. So the personnel board said to the vicar for priests, let's try again. The letter went out. The date came and went. You see, Prince of Peace had earned a reputation for being a place that was tough on priests. So the bishop asked the vicar for priests to call 4 of our most seasoned, tough parish priests, men of experience and conviction, and asked them to come have a look, confident that one of them would say yes to the call. Nada. Zip, zilch. They all said, no, thank you. I don't have the courage. I don't have the energy. I don't have the stamina. The personnel board, meeting at a large conference table, composed of a half a dozen priests, every one of whom was staring at the table. The bishop said, what do we do? I said, I have a suggestion. There's a young priest in graduate school. He's about to finish his doctorate. Let's send him. The bishop said, can he take it? I said, I don't know, but I know a way to find out. Throw him into the parish. And if he's still alive in a year, we'll know he can take it. I dress it up with humor now, but it was in deadly earnest 3 years ago. And friends, I must tell you candidly, of the 100-odd men who serve the Lord as priests in this diocese, there was only one who said, here I am, send me. And he is now your pastor. But why the 3-year interval? Was the bishop testing this young priest? He was testing you. He was testing you to see if you would love this man as a brother in the Lord and follow this man as a father in God and work with this man as your shepherd for the building up of a kingdom in this parish church. Not everybody was willing to follow his lead. Not everyone shares his vision. You know, when Father Smith was newly ordained, he was assigned by Bishop Baker to be my parochial vicar at St. Mary's. And when the assignment was explained to me, I asked the bishop, "Do you have any instructions for me?" He said, "Yes, toughen him up." So I was tough on Father Smith. And he smiles now, but it was tough.
Now.
And that's why I was confident in saying to the bishop, yes, he can take it. The period of testing was to see, after 3 years, what the parish would look like. And friends, we have to be candid here. The Catholic Church, for an entire generation and more, has been convulsed by confusion and chaos. In the liturgy, in catechesis, it comes home in every parish, in the pews, at the altar, in the workroom, and the classroom, and the office. Many good men have been chewed up and spit out. They left the priesthood because they couldn't endure the heat of the day. Many Catholics walked away in wonderment. But here you are. I first met Father Smith when he was newly graduated from Christendom College. He was in Rome, working and trying to find his path in the church. I was then serving a parish in North Charleston. I was leaving for a holiday in Rome, and I happened to see Bishop Baker in the chancery. I asked him, "Can I pick you anything up?" He said, "Yes, a seminarian." And he handed me an application for the diocese in a folder, and he said, "Don't come back unless this is filled out." It was Father Smith. When this church was dedicated by the same Bishop Baker, the master of ceremonies for that liturgy was a seminarian, Father Smith, who, as most of you know, was born and bred right here in Greenville. His father and aunt and uncle join us tonight. He learned to love the Lord Jesus from his Baptist family, and yet inexorably he was drawn to, in Father Longenecker's fine phrase, more Christianity. At age 14, Deacon John Karandaszewski, who's here tonight with his wife Irene, instructed him in the faith at St. Mary's. Bill Biediger, my longtime director of administration, served as his sponsor in confirmation. This is a man whose blood is in this community and in this building and above all in this parish of living stones. The difference between an administrator and a pastor is really only one thing. An administrator can be moved by the bishop at the stroke of a pen, and a pastor can't be moved against his will by a nuclear bomb. Which means that he is yours, and you are his. And in the years ahead, he will come to look like you, and you will come to look like him. Every priest, in whatever assignment, participates by his ordination in the three sacred duties, offices, which the Lord Jesus took from ancient Israel and united in his own person. The office of prophet, who teaches the word of God. The office of king, who rules the people for their salvation, and above all, the office of priest, who offers sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. To teach, to sanctify, to govern. These are the three offices of every priest, and they are exercised in a unique way by the pastor of every parish. Think about this. There are three and only three men in the universal church who are described in our canonical tradition as the proper shepherd of a community. And they are, in descending order, the Bishop of Rome as the pastor of the universal church, the diocesan bishop as the pastor of the diocesan church, and the parish priest as the shepherd of the parochial church. As your pastor, Father Smith will teach you the Word of God. He will sanctify you by the celebration of the sacraments, and he will govern this community for the benefit of all, in matters large and small. Of course, in all of these ways, he's assisted by a multitude. Father Tomlinson, his strong right arm, the expert staff in the parish office and in the school, all of you who, through your sacrificial involvement in this community, assist in the fulfilling of the Great Commission. But all of the extraordinary sacrifice and commitment of every man, woman, and child here is unified and directed and lifted up by the pastor, the shepherd. I don't have to tell you, because you already know, it's been a long struggle at Prince of Peace to find an identity, to solidify a community, to build something enduring here on the East Side. Extraordinary things have happened in the 4 decades of your parish's life. Father Smith is young enough that he may be the shepherd to lead you for the next 4 decades. But however long his service here may be, I know this with absolute certitude. This priest loves the Lord Jesus and his holy church with his entire being. And he will pour out his life's blood for your salvation. So love him as a brother and follow him as a father and cooperate with him as your shepherd, because he will lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ.